Okay, just one thing about an Amen Yetoma. It's true, it's a machloket, if you should answer on a live broadcast, but I do believe the majority of poskim and the maisa, if you hear it, you answer Amen. We're assuming you hear it Tach Kedei Dibur. I assume that the Shidur Chai is quick enough, that it's not a large delay. That's the main difference. Okay, Kuf.
Does the same thing apply to Mishnah Rabbah?
Yeah, it applies to everything. It's a separate question if you could be Yotze through it, and each item is its own question, my Megillah, Shofar. But just to answer to somebody else, I think that's the common practice is to answer Amen. Maybe some prefer to avoid it if they can. It's a separate tzarachian. But I would definitely answer. Aleph, Kuf Chav Chet. We're just starting the Siyat Kapayim or Birkas Kohanim. Si'if Aleph. Ein Siyat Kapayim v'pachot mi'asara. We don't do Birkas Kohanim or Nesiyat Kapayim with less than 10 people. So it has to be done with the minyan, v'hakohen mi'aminyan. And the Kohanim count towards those 10. This is it's a mitzvah d'araisa. And the Salachas Beferush and the Mishnah Megillah. Ve'ein lizar lisa kapav afilu im Kohanim acherim. And a zar, someone who's not a Kohen, is not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. It is mentioned in the Gemara and Ketubot. Lo yada ri ma isur yesh bizar ha'ole ve'efshar im Kohanim acherim sharei v'tzarichiyon. The Rama quotes the Ri, who says perhaps a Zar is allowed to do Birkas Kohanim with other Kohanim with him, but that is clearly not the Halakha, and I don't believe this has ever been done in our lifetimes. Now, there is an opinion, again not the Halakha, that it's only done when there's a Sefer Torah, when there's a... what's it called? When there's a Sefer Torah, that's when you do it. Because, now, we're about to read it. Duchan, we translate as a platform. So ideally, lechatchila, or it's modeled after the Kohanim going up on the steps in the Beis HaMikdash, that there's an inyan to go up and to stand on something. But it's not leikuva, it's not mandatory, and so that's what it means, olela duchan. But it means a platform. There is an, but it's not mandatory, it's just, that's better. And when it says olela duchan, it's also just ole, you go up, like you go up to daven. It doesn't mean you daven up on the steps. It just means you go up to do something with chashivut, with importance. But there's an opinion that translates duchan as the bima, where they read the Sefer Torah. And that's by Ashkenazim who read by the bima. That's Svardim also daven at the bima. So really, it's not related for Svardim. But anyways, that's where there is such a custom. Again, I don't believe anyone follows it whatsoever. It's regardless of there's a Sefer Torah. Okay. And anyone who says he's a Kohen, we trust him to do Birkas Kohanim. That's not a problem. And if a Zar gets up and does Birkas Kohanim, the post can say he's over an Aseh. Based on the Pasuk of Ko Tevarchu. And it's only towards the Kohanim. If you're not a Kohen, since it's a love, haba mechlal asei, so it has the status of you being over in asei. Now, the Bach points out, we're going to get to it later on, actually, but just so I don't forget, we're going to say that Nesias Kapayim, one of the things that are me'akeh, that it's necessary, is that you lift up your hands. So just to get it out there, therefore the Bach says, if a Zar does it, if a non-Kohen does it, and he doesn't lift up his hands, he didn't violate this Aseh of Berkas Kohanim. And we all say this bracha to other people, and particularly our children. It's very common. If it's obvious you don't have Kavana to do Berkas Kohanim, then again, that's another reason why the poskim say it's not there's no problem whatsoever. It's only when you do it with Kavana to do the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, that's when you could be over the Aseh. Okay. the Quran to bed. Right, and just to point out, midoraita, you can do Birkas Kohanim anywhere, anytime. It's only midorabanan that it's placed dafka inside Chazara Rashatz. Okay, bet. Sif bet. Kol kohen shein bo echad me'advarim ha'me'akvim. Any kohen, it doesn't have one of the things that prevent him from being a kohen. Im eino lela duchan, if he doesn't get up to the duchan, in other words, he doesn't go up to say Birkat Kohanim, so he was mevatel and mitzvot aseh, but it's a little bit worse. I mean, that's really what it is. But harezik over b'shalosh aseh, you get counted. It's as if you were over three. It's based on three different psukim where it says kod tevarchu amor lehem v'samu et shemi. Okay. Im haya b'beit hakneset k'shekaru kohanim, if you're in the Beit Knesset, and the tzibur, someone in the tzibur says Kohanim or tells you to get up, or im amru lo la'alot, or litol yadav, or go wash your hands. Everyone knows why you're washing your hands. He tells you during Shemoneh Esrei, go wash your hands. We all know it's for Birkat Kohanim. Same thing. So the only time you are over in Aseh is if you're a kohen, you're there in the room, and someone tells you to get up. Otherwise, you weren't over in Aseh. Obviously, it's still a mitzvah for you to do it, a mitzvah deraita to still get up to say Birkas Kohanim at the time, but you're not over an aseh until you get, like, you know, called on. From the Lashon over here, it says Kol Kohen. Again, we're going to get to this. A yachid. It's a machloket, I believe, in the Rishonim. I'm blanking now. I think it's in the Rishonim, but I'm pretty sure. If a yachid is chayav midaraita or midarabanan. Right, we're going to learn that you only say Amor Lahem Kohanim if there's two, because it says Amor Lahem. We're going to read that soon. But as far as the Chiyuv, the Araita, and the Mitzvah, the Araita, to do Birkas Kohanim, that's a Machloket if there's only one of you. Again, Kohanim, it's a separate issue if you call out Kohanim or not. But that's not relevant to whether the individual Kohen is Chayav Daraisa or Darabanan, so that's a Machloket. And just to point out, Mishnah Berurah points out,
Nesiyat Kapara. If there's only one in the room?
If there's only one coin in it, right? Only one coin in the room.
Okay,
it's a machloket rishonim if he's chayav deraisa or derabanan to go up and do Birkas Kohanim. If there's only one, they're not going to say the word Kohanim. Is there any Kohanim in the room? No, okay. Alright. But that's how it works. If they only call up Kohanim if there's two, but even if there's one, you yourself might have a mitzvah daraita to go up. But certainly, everyone says, at least on a level of darabana, and you go up.
But if there's two in that, both of them still not going up.
So they're both over an ase.
A daraisa.
On a daraisa level, sure. They're both obligated daraisa, and they're both over on the ase.
Unless they're angry. If they come into a fight with each other.
Right, so they're pasul, or, exactly. We're going to learn all the exceptions. Exactly. Nesiyat kapayim ain't a docha liisur tuma. The Mishnah points out. So, just if you get stuck in a situation where you can't, the only way you can do Birkas Kohanim is if you walk through a room where there's a dead body. So, it's tuma daraisa. You don't do Birkas Kohanim. If you're in a situation where you have to go through a room where there's no kohen, but there's another room behind it where there's no dead body in it. If there's another room behind you. So you're going to walk in the room, and there's no dead body, but attached to that room, there's another room with a dead body, and so for latzeit, you know for sure that dead body is going to have to leave through the room. So midarabanan, a kohen's not allowed to go in that room. But since the siyas kapayim is the araisa, in that situation, again, very unlikely scenario, then it would be docha. But the point is, Nesiyas Kapayim is docha, is not docha tuma deraisa, but it is docha tuma derabanan.
You would see that in a hospital. If there's a hospital chaplain.
Exactly. So maybe it is more common in a hospital. Very good. Okay.
So you would still have to, right? Because the deraisa would trump derabanan.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it depends on the case, right? And it's obviously, this whole separate sugya, it's not so simple for a kohen to go into the hospital in the first place. Gimel. If you go up one time during the day, shuv eino over. You're not. There's still a mitzvah to do Birkas Kohanim again, if it comes up. And if you do it again, we're going to see you say another bracha. Every time you get up, you say another bracha for Birkas Kohanim. But if you don't get up the second time, you're not over. You didn't violate the Aseh. Filu amru lo alei. Even if they said, get up and go, and you're in the room, you're not over the Aseh because you did the mitzvah already that morning. Right? And that's the case. Okay.
Even if it's the same
season. Right. So Musaf, I don't believe there's a Kohen who doesn't say the bracha both times. I've always heard them say the bracha both times. Right. So if you want to not do the mitzvah at Musaf, you were not over an Aseh. You were at Mekayim a second blessing, but you were not over anything. That's correct. Dalit. Kesha Kohanim Einam Hotzim Ma'alat LaDuchan. When the Kohanim don't want to go up to the Duchan. Einam Tzrichim Lishot Chutz Mi Beit HaKnesset El B'Shah Shekorin Chazan Kohanim. The Kohen doesn't want to go up. Or someone mentioned he's angry, or whatever the situation is. You can't. You don't want to go up. That's the case. You don't want to go up. You're able to. Here are the cases that you're able to. That's why, in order to not violate the Aseh, what do? You go outside the Beit Knesset. So when they call Kohanim, nobody called you. You weren't there. You don't have to leave. So the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch is just saying, you don't have to leave for the entire Chazar Hashatz. You just leave for when he starts saying Ritzei. Because that's when they're going to say, so start, just leave the room from Ritzei until Sim Shalom, and then you are not over anything because they never called you. Aval kadesha lo yomru shehem pegumim nagu shalikanes yibeshemat sheyigmeru berta kohanim. So why do you wait till Sim Shalom? Just as soon as they say kohanim, you can go back in, because the case is the guy doesn't want to do berkas kohanim, so he's a kosher kohen. He's going to be in the room not doing berkas kohanim, so he's not over the asay because he didn't hear kohanim. But if he's in the room while everyone's doing berkas kohanim, and someone might look at him and say, oh, I guess you're not a kosher kohen. So therefore, one should never put himself in a place of embarrassment or a place where people talk badly of him. It's not not good for you and not the proper way to be. Even if you want to be an unav, that's not the proper way to be modest. Okay. Psulim kohanim that are pasul, even midaraban, and they don't have to. Right. So if you're pasul, you don't have to leave the room. There's discussion if it's only a psul derabanan. So we'll leave that for right now. Something to look into. But clearly, if you're totally pasul, then for sure you don't have to go out. In general, even if you're psulim derabanan, you also don't have to go out. Okay. If the fact that you can't go up, then you can't go up. And if Chazal made it takana that you're pasul midarabanan, also, there's two ways to look at it. But one of the ways to look at it, real simple, is they're able to be oker a mitzvah aseh. So even though you're chayav midaraisa, they can say, well, we decided you're not chayav, and we're taking away that mitzvah daraisa, and we're actually giving you an iser sometimes to do things. So therefore, for this Kohen who's not allowed to, even who can't because of a Derabanan issue, he also does not need to leave the room. Okay. Hey. Lo ya'alu ha-kohanim la-duchan b'min alim. A person should not go up with shoes on. Aval, b'vatei shokayim share. What are batei shokayim? I don't know exactly, but they're basically, they're similar to high boots. They go up to, I don't know clearly, but around your knees. And in that case, it's okay. Because the problem with shoes, it's a takana derabanan. There's no real, there's no issur deraisa of wearing shoes. It's a takana derabanan. Because you might have shoelaces or leather straps that rip. And then you're going to be embarrassed. People are going to say something. So you're going to go down from the duchan. You're going to start fixing your shoes. And by the time you're done, either your hands are dirty, it's too late, you missed it. Basically, this person is going to end up missing Birkas Kohanim. And then people are going to say, oh, he might be a Grusha, Ben Chalutza, or something that makes him pasul. So that's the whole reason. What? They did not wear shoes.
So maybe it's a zechur of that.
I think it's a takana derabanan special. Even okay, I'm not familiar with that other reason. Maybe if you find me a source, I'll appreciate it. The Mishnah Berurah only gives one reason. Yeah, he says what I said. Exactly. Okay. V'yesh machmirim imheim shor. And some say, but if these Beit Shalkayim that go up to the knees have, they're made of leather straps, it could still be a problem of them ripping, or it's just part of a low plug zera. V'nagu lahakel b'ktzat makomot, and some places are mako. Also by socks, it's not a problem. It's actually, I'm not going to get into it, but I'll just mention that the Mishnah Berurah says in his time nobody went out barefoot. So in his days he said it's be inappropriate and wrong to say Birkas Kohanim barefoot. Obviously that does depend on the times and the place.
His shoes would have probably been dirt floor, right? So like,
I don't know.
Do you think that matters? I mean, maybe filth is going on.
So go in socks, I don't know. But they can't wear shoes. There is a community that's a famous, well-known community that the normal practice is to wear shoes. But basically all the poskim say they should not be wearing shoes. But there is an opinion on who to rely on. And don't get in a fight with them, not a good idea. They're not going to listen to you anyway. And perhaps our shoes are a little bit are different. In other words, when they made a takana, you see within it, as a limud zchut, as you see that they made a takana with exceptions, it could be that nowadays this will never happen. Our shoes are usually not leather. And he says even if it's just covered leather straps. Anyways, there is bekoshi al malismach. Okay. Vav. Afa pishanatlu a kohani midayim shachrit. Even though the kohanim already washed their hands before davening, chozrim v'natlu midayim ad aperek. They wash again. Shehu chibur ayad v'hazura up until the wrist, v'halevi yotzei amayim ayideyim, and the levi pours the water on them for them, v'kodem lachen yitol halevi yadav, and the levi himself should also wash his own hands. The Ramah writes, v'lonagu alevi mito yideyim techila rak samchu al netilatam shacharit. And what the minag is, that the levim don't wash again, because they wash before shacharis, but the Kohanim, obviously they wash again. If there's no Levim in the room, Machokas, Minhagim, or Poskim, if a Bechor should say it for him, should wash the Kohanim's hands instead of the Levi. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes, again, I don't know all the Minhagim, but I know the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Bechor should do it. I know by Sfardim it's split. So it really depends. The Kohanim wash their own hands. So the Bechor washes in Haifa. So where you live in Haifa, the Bechor does it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a Minhagim Kavuim, I don't know, especially nowadays, everyone's Me'urav, but okay. Very good. Two different opinions, halachically 100% acceptable. Zayin. Im Natal Kohen, and obviously if there's no one else, the Kohen washes his own hands. Zayin. And they say Yisrael doesn't wash. I'm not familiar with such a custom that a regular Yisrael would wash. Otherwise, Kohen just does it himself. Yeah, that's what we just said. So a bechor, it's a machloket, and each can do whatever he likes. But not a different Yisrael. Im zayin. Im natal haKohen yadav shachrit ubirach al netilas yadayim lo yachzu levarach kishenoto yadav v'nesiyat kapayim. So it happens to be a machlok Rishonim, but that's the Yikar Halacha, that a Kohen also does not say a bracha when he washes his hands by Birkas Kohanim. But many do say, if a Kohen knows that for sure his hands are dirty, he touched his shoes, and he touched it in a dirty area in his body, then a Kohen does say the bracha. So machloket stam, even if you think your hands are clean, the halacha is normally we don't, unless you know for sure. So then, two different opinions, but many do say a bracha if you know that your hands are. It's a machloket. Chet kishamat chil shaliach tzibur ritzei. Now, when the shaliach tzibur starts saying ritzei in Chazar Hashah, it's koin shev dekaneset ne'akar mimkomo la'alot leduchan. This is a very important halacha. I'm sure all the Kohanim are very aware that, and I don't know if everyone else notices, but a Kohen can't just get up right before Birkas Kohanim. Too late. Somewhere in that bracha of Ritzeh, before Modim, a Kohen must move his legs. Now, Mi'ikar Din, you just have to move an inch. There's no minimum shiur, but you have to be Oker Raglav. The post can generally say at least in the direction of the front of the shul. So it shows you're doing it. Many say, though, I don't know if it's 100% clear, but many do say, if you're walking in the opposite direction, let's say walking to wash your hands, that doesn't count for Oker Raglav. Oker Raglav is when you're walking towards the front of the shul. So there's a discussion, should it be Oker Raglav before or after you wash your hands? Normally the Kohanim go wash their hands right away, right after Kedusha. But does the Akira Raglav have to be before or after Netilas Yadayim? That's not crucial. But what's crucial is, since usually you wash your hands in the back of the shul, it's important that you are Oker Raglav towards the front of the shul, where you're going to do Birkas Kohanim. So obviously the simplest thing to do is wash your hands in the beginning, and then make sure you're Oker Raglav sometime afterwards. I mean, walking back inside the shul is Oker Raglav.
And towards the front of the shul and then turn around and go to the back of the shul to wash your hands, does that count?
I think so, b'diavad. If you have to go forwards and then backwards and then forwards again, I think so. But there is a discussion about that. Okay. V'af yim lo yagia sham ad sheyestayam shliach tzibur etzei shaper dami. You don't have to get up to the front of the shul before he finishes Ritzeh. You just have to move up your feet. Now, if you're the Shaliach Tzibur and you're the Kohen and you're doing Birkas Kohanim, so we'll get to it, I think, again later, but basically you just take a step where you are. Yeah, but you still have to take a step. You just move one step forward, one step to the side, something, and then later you just turn around. Okay, that's if you're already in the front. If you're in the back, so then you might walk forward. That's separate topic. If you didn't be Oker Raglav during Ritzeh, okay, I think it needs to be during Ritzeh, Shuv lo ya'alev, then you can no longer do Birkas Kohanim that morning, obviously. You're not pasul forever. But for that morning, or sorry, that chakras, whatever tefillah you're at, for that Birkas Kohanim, you missed it. If you didn't get up during...
So you should go outside of the shul for
Kohanim? If you missed it, then you're a kosher Kohen, you should step outside. Yeah, Tet. And it doesn't matter, even if it was Machmat Ones, it doesn't matter why you did not move your feet, you missed out. Okay. Kesha Okrim, Katvu de lo yomar, right? We mentioned if you're in the middle of your own Shemona Esrei, you're the Shaliach Tzibur, you still move a step. If you're able to, that's a separate discussion. If you're going to be doing Birkas Kohanim during the Shemona Esrei, okay? The Rama, Kesha Okrim. Okay, this reads a little funny, but Katvu de lo yomar toad omdel lifnei ateva. Okay, so Kesha Okrim Kohanim agleim la'alot la'duchan. When the Kohanim are Oker the Raglav to go up. So now, here you're going to say a tefillah. So what the Rama is saying, you don't start this tefillah till you reach there. You don't start saying this tefillah as you're walking up there, but you wait till you get there. Okay. So once you get up there, Omrim Yehi Ratzon Milafanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetehei Bracha Zo Shetzivitanu Levarechet Amcha Yisrael Bracha Shleima. This is the tefillah you're saying, that this is the tefillah that you say up there, that Hashem commanded us, v'lo yehe, and it should be a proper bracha, v'shelo yehe b'mikshol v'avon me'ata v'adolam, and there shouldn't be anything detrimental about it. U'ma'arichim b'tefillah zo ad sheichla amen shehoda'a m'pi atzibur. And you keep saying the tefillah, you can keep saying it, but what's important, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, it's important that you finish it. If you have to be makatzer, you want to finish it before the Shaliach Tzibur is finished with the bracha of Modim. Before he says, Hatov Shimchala Na'ele Hodot. However the bracha reads exactly. So before he finishes, you want to make sure you're done. Because you're part of the minyan, and you're part of the Shaliach, the Chazara, and part of the Tefillah Tzibur, and you want to answer Amen with it. Okay. Good. We'll stop very shortly. Omdim maduchan pneim klape aicha v'achareim klape ha'am. And whenever you're doing this, bottom line, the main point over here is when you're when the Kohanim, first you go up towards the Aaron or towards the front of where everyone's davening. It's not always by the Heichal, usually. And you have your back to the people. V'etzbateim kefufim matoch kapeim. And you don't have, it just means you don't have your fingers spread out. Lav dafka, you bend in your fingers. It just means you don't have your fingers spread out like you're going to. Ad she'shliach tzibur mesayem modim. So until he's completely finished with the bracha of modim, your fingers are relaxed and you're facing the aron or facing forward. But then ve'az imhem shnayim kore lehem. If there's two, then hashaliach tzibur calls out kohanim haga. V'lo yomar elokin elokavatenu sheyesh omrim she'oto belachash ad milat kohanim ve'az omra b'kol ram v'chol zerevim ram kedushacha kamor belachash v'chen noagim b'minyanot elu. All right. And then afterwards, some say quietly, "Am kedushacha kamur u'machzirim pneim klapei ha'am." And then afterwards, you turn around and you face the people. The ikar is that the kohanim must face the people, and the people must face the kohanim. That's very important. Obviously, if you're in your own private shemana esrei and you're for whatever reason you're not facing towards the kohanim, they say don't move because you're in your own private shemana esrei. But other than that, it's important that you're always facing each other. V'im hu echad, eino korelo. If there's only one, the Shaliach Tzibur doesn't call out Kohanim or Kohen, he doesn't. Elohu be'atzma machzir panav. He just starts on his own, he turns around and he does it. And he turns around. The main minag is, again, it's not li'ikuvah, the main minag is you turn around in the middle of the bracha. And again, we can ask Kohanim in the room, although there aren't any, but I think there's two made minhagim. You turn around when you say Vetzivanu, or they turn around when they say Vetzivanu, or the word Be'ahava. But not, ideally, not before, not after. There's two different opinions. They say if you do it in the middle, you'll say everybody. Right? Sometimes in life, you'll say everybody, you'll say nobody. Question by the mezuzah, same thing. Do you put it in the middle, or, all right. That's the, I think we'll stop here one second. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He points out also the Shaliach Tzibur, interesting, also answers Amen. No, right. It's important that the Kohanim themselves are also answering to the Shaliach Tzibur, to the Bracha of Modim, because they're part of the Tzibur. Of course, we think we mentioned that. And we're going to say that the Shaliach Tzibur is going to answer Amen to the Ikar Birkas Kohanim. We're going to see that actually, but you know the answer Amen to their bracha. Their main bracha of Yevarechecha Hashem and Yisa or Ya'er, that's their main bracha. And that's part of the Takana Chazal. So the Shaliach Tzibur, we're all in on this together. So he answers Amen. It's not a Hefsek. But their pre-bracha of Asher Kiddushenu V'Sivanu, that's personal. That's for them. That's not part of the Shaliach Tzibur. So the Shaliach Tzibur is not going to answer that Amen. Okay.